This is Mike Zuzlo with your late session grain market update. Concerns regarding hard red wheat and weekly export sales coming in about 50% above the four-week average helped keep the wheat in July futures trading around the $7 level going into the holiday weekend here. Weekly drought monitor released this morning also showed more entrenched drought in Kansas, helping to give the hard red wheat futures an extra boost there, I suspect. For row crops, we've seen weaker prices. Both corn and beans saw weekly export sales drop versus their four-week average. Traders are also hearing of corn planting starting in parts of central Corn Belt. This planting progress is likely to increase substantially heading into the weekend given noontime weather models calling for less than a half an inch of rain for most of Illinois, all of Indiana, and Ohio. More talk of Chinese bean defaults also has kept the bear spreading very active and very prominent in the soybeans. So heading into the close, new lows could be seen for corn and beans if wheat sees profit taking by the logs. Have a great holiday weekend. There is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options, and the impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.